بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. My brothers and sisters, I remind you and myself that there is a saying or proverb in English which says habits make the man. And of course here man is not a gender statement. Habits make the man or woman. So therefore, developing good habits is the key to success. And that applies at any stage in your life, at any age, no matter what you do. People with good habits are people who succeed. Now, what is a good habit? One of the most important things to which I remind myself and I have, alhamdulillah, practiced all my life is the importance of structure. If we have good structures in our life, then you will find that you will get good results. All the spontaneity in the world must be within structures, and those structures are called habits. Spontaneity that people sometimes complain about, they say when you talk about structure, they say you are trying to take away all our spontaneity, you are trying to take away all our creativity. That is not true, because a lot of the so-called spontaneity is really laziness. It's just not willing to put yourself into a framework. And the results are quite clear. If you measure the results and you say, okay, so here is a structured person, here is a so-called spontaneous person, what did they achieve? You will see the results very clearly. Take their life. I always keep saying, that the best things to read are biographies, because you're talking about real people. I can probably challenge you and say that read the biography of any great person, man or woman in the world, no matter which period, no matter what religion, no matter what nationality, and you will be reading the biography of a structured person. There was no one more structured than Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There is nothing more structured than the Islamic system, which is based on 5 salawat at their specific times. Now, what more structure do you want? Islam has got a structure for the day, it has got a structure for the week with the Jum'ah, and it has got a structure for the year with Ramadan and other things. So I am strongly in favor of that. Now, what are good habits? What I recommend to people, many times people ask me, what is the best way to structure your day? The other day, a very dear friend of mine sent me a note about you have all these Tom Peters kind of people in the world who write books about productivity and books about things like that, and then they have their what they call the winning rituals, and wordsmiths give names to things. So whatever winning ritual and whatnot. So this friend of mine sent me this thing saying, I found this, and what do you think? Should I do it? And it was some thing that you are supposed to do every morning. I told him the best winning ritual that I know is to wake up 1 hour before Fajr, pray Tahajjud, read 1 juz of Quran, and then go and pray Fajr by Jama'ah. Now, in these COVID days, you don't go to the masjid. Where you can go to the masjid, go. If you can't go to the masjid, pray at home. But pray Salat al-Fajr. And after Salat al-Fajr, if you need to sleep for a bit, sleep for a bit. If you want to stay awake, stay awake. If you are awake, then stay in Dhikr until the sun comes up. And then you pray 2+2 rakats of Duha, of Ishraq. Now that is the best winning ritual that you can figure out, that you can find. Because your day is beginning with roughly 1.5 to 2 hours of Ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have read 1 juz of Quran. You have prayed the Hajjud. You made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You got up at a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the first heaven. And the caller calls out to say, who is there who needs the help of Allah? Who is there who needs the protection of Allah? You took advantage of all of that, alhamdulillah. And then that's how you began your day. Now, there is no ritual that is more powerful than that. The other big ritual is make your bed when you get up. So when you get up, absolutely make sure, because as you know, I'm sure you must have heard, many people have been talking about this. One of the best ones I heard was the guy said that even if you have a lousy day when you come back home, at least you have a clean, neat bed which looks nice, instead of a whole, you know, your room is full of rumpled sheets and stuff. So make your bed. Make sure your shoes are polished. Believe me, good habits and good fashion is something which is based on dignity, which is something which is based on cleanliness, which is something which is based on positive things like that. It's not based on sloppiness masquerading as fashion. So brush your, make your shoe, make sure you polish your shoes. Make sure your clothes are neat and clean. You don't have to wear, you know, brands and expensive clothes, but neat and clean. These are basic, simple, fundamental things. If you have a car, make sure your car is clean. Don't walk, don't drive around something which looks like it came out of a dump heap. It's these structures and these good habits are what decide how successful you will be in life. Then structure the whole of your day. Have a goal for the day. For every day when you get up in the morning, there should be a goal that you need to accomplish that day. Even if you have to, nowadays we are not, I mean, most of us don't go, there's no commute, we are not going to work. Then in that situation, structure becomes even more important, because when you are at home, the tendency to just become lax and, you know, just do anything anytime, all of this is very detrimental to structure. So I tell people, get up, get dressed like you go to work. Wear proper clothes. Don't lounge around in your night clothes in at home all day and then say, oh, but you see, I'm at home. No. If you are, whether you are home or not, it's your working day. Treat it like a working day. So put on, even if you have to put on your formal clothes, whatever you wear to work, wear them. And then go to your workplace, treat it like a normal, proper workplace, formal place. Have specific times. During that time when you are working, you are working. Don't allow anyone to disturb you. You don't disturb anybody else. Don't watch some TV program or watch some game or whatnot. That is your work time. You treat that with respect. You sit there and you work. Make sure that you have a goal. And that goal, make sure you accomplish that goal for that day. If you have not accomplished the goal, at least you know that you have not accomplished it. You left some of it. If you had no goal to begin with, the time will pass and the day will pass and you would still haven't done what you were supposed to do. It's very, very important to measure your output. It doesn't matter. It's not to show anybody. It's for yourself to measure your output. What did I do for the day? What did I do for the week? What did I do for the month? What did I do for the year? These are basic, simple things. In the corporate world, we do this all the time. All of us are used to this, whoever has worked in a corporate environment. But these are good things to import into your own life. And especially today when we are working from home and so on and so forth, these are even more important. Because there is no one standing on your head. You don't have a manager breathing down your neck. So the tendency to just become lax and waste time is very high. Final point I want to say is avoid distractions. When you are working, the biggest distraction are our chats. WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook, whatnot. All of this is toxic stuff. I always tell people, get out of Facebook, get out of Instagram. Now WhatsApp is supposed to be changing its policy and they want to share their data with Facebook, which is highly toxic. I strongly recommend you get out of WhatsApp. Download Signal, which is a free app, and use Signal instead of WhatsApp. Anyway, the point is that even Signal will disturb you. So as far as the work time is concerned, don't look at chats, don't respond to chats. Do your work. Work time is work time. Treat it with respect. Develop good habits, and as I mentioned to you, some of them we can do right from day one. And then inshallah you will find, develop the good habits. Keep a goal for yourself, measure your output. Do this and then tell me how it works for you. JazakAllahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.